Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode
60.
Boom.
Look at you, Jacob.
I write down the episode numbers when I take notes.
I really don't like that you're really efficient at this. It really makes us all look fucking terrible.
You're really, like, jacking my shit up right now, Jacob.
By making it better.
Yeah.
I hate you for it.
Enhancing.
So today's episode, we...
Super Five.
Boom.
We played Super because we fucking loved it so much.
It's so much fun. This and one gets weird. There's always one that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
The only feedback we got was from Mike
who used to
work with Kathy at 7-Up.
But now he works at Coke, and he thought it was fucking hilarious and had to stop listening to it because it was so fucked up.
This one's not quite as fucked up. It's got one round that's just...
This one's overall, it's a pretty solid one. Yeah. We really had to think about these ones because that water world made it really difficult to, like, have to make it work around, but then made... It's also... I felt that it had more of an impact than the Thunderdome did in the previous one.
For perspective, we set the arena as Wonder World.
I also
kind of
felt like we tried to use the... drowning option as a cop out sometimes. It just was really easy to go. Well, you can drown.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's fucked up, and no one wants to drown. And if a gorilla holds your head underwater,
it's pretty explanatory.
And then it gets into a whole weird, mentally terrifying place. If you can't sleep at night, welcome to the club. You'll get there. We're not going to tell you the powers, but know that there's a gorilla and a moose and conjoined twins.
Aliens.
Okay.
Aliens.
Before you get into it. Man.
We have Bruce Lee versus the gorilla.
Here's the matchups.
Bruce Lee, say it like it's depressing.
It is.
I keep thinking about the eyeballs.
Right?
Step.
Our first matchup is Bruce Lee versus a gorilla. Round two. The card said choose a celebrity.
We chose Sandra Bullock. Not that, honestly, based on what the powers end up being, wouldn't have mattered.
We chose her before the powers,
and man, it wouldn't have mattered. It could have been anyone. Just know that.
Sandra Bullock versus conjoined twins.
Because apparently we got a thing for twins of any kind. Everybody's got a thing.
I just got regular weed twins, man, and the twins we keep picking, identical.
A part
twins.
Of me wanted the twins to win that last one to have a badass battle of conjoined and regular twins.
Spoilers.
It's not. I wanted them to win all the way through. You don't know if they do or not.
Now we do.
No. They're in there. Don't you want to see conjoined twins and twins fight? In a real fight? I mean, let's be real.
On track.
We are on track. Who wants to see that fight?
Me.
Thank you. That's all I needed. Just Jarrell to save me.
The next match is an alien versus a moose.
That's an interesting one.
Yep. And the last match is a vampire hunter versus a sharpshooter. That one we were kind of divided on.
Yeah, that one took real thought, like a lot more work than our attention spans normally allot.
Yep.
It's terrible.
And on top of the normal podcast crew, Tabby and Kathy came down. And put in their 2 cents, which was nice.
We gave our scenarios of what would happen.
Yeah.
But if you have any better ideas, please.
Yeah, if you have any, like, where you feel someone else would win,
just
Facebook,
tell us.
Twitter, and Instagram. All three of them, Why Do We Hang Out? Hit us up. I will gladly reply. Because, you know, all the motherfuckers don't use the fucking Twitter.
I don't have access.
For a 1001
you do
one
have
just one re- no
he, I no longer
he doesn't
have
he
that.
Got rid of his Twitter, and so when it tells him to put it back in, he can never remember passwords. Don't give it to him. You know what will happen to
I remember
world.
It's like one of the three or
don't,
all three
don't
and that's about
don't
it.
See, do not give him that power. Don't. That's like Trump having nuke codes. Don't.
It's a shiny red button.
I hate you.
You don't have to put keys in or anything.
I hate you so much.
Real hate. Like, Justin's back again, only because we record these back-to-back. So, you know, next time we won't have Justin for another fucking 4 podcasts.
We're all actually here this time.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday. It's weird.
Yeah, also, we did this on a Saturday, not a Sunday. It's all trading places.
Football's coming up, and there's reasons behind that.
Yeah.
Football.
Football. I guess game on.
I think there was something else I needed to say.
We argue for 16 minutes.
Yeah.
So brace through the first 16 minutes.
We argue for 60 episodes.
That is true. If you can make it through 60 episodes, you can deal with 16 minutes of arguing. Yeah. But no,
well,
at like
except
the 16...
for episode one, where everyone kind of got along for about the whole.
No.
Yeah, until I heard you speak.
No, we all got along.
Yeah.
You were you, and it made him mad. That
in 60 minutes it was. You
no,
see
it
the
was,
like
it was
the,
more
the
like 120
was,
minutes. You remember
was,
those first episodes
to be,
were really long.
To be fair, 2 hours of. I worked with you and got paid, and I
but you're the
okay.
one that first turned
you.
On him, so
that doesn't matter because I focused on you that first two episodes.
Yeah. He's pretty valid.
Yeah, I'm not saying you didn't.
And the thing is, I don't know how I remember after a year now, almost a half now since we first met.
That's the impact.
So weird.
That is
yeah.
the impact
that's,
you have
that's
had.
That's your impact, Justin.
And you know the worst part is, he won.
He didn't win.
No, what do you, and the words. Of M. Bison in Street Fighter, you are one of many people that he has destroyed and tormented. And for him, it's just Tuesday and it matters to you. But it's just a Tuesday.
Saturday.
No, for M. Bison, when he's like, I've killed many villages and fathers, that impacted you. But for him, it's a Tuesday.
List of villagers, Andy, Troy, Chris and Drell, Robert.
See? It's just a Tuesday. See? That, and he won't say anything, making it worse. See? But if you say
I'm
anything.
I'm sorry.
See? And now you want to hurt him even more. See? See? And I told you.
I didn't
you
know.
Can't. You can't.
I
you
just
can't.
Didn't know.
Because he wins.
Just didn't
That's
know.
How.
I'm so sorry.
I missed you, Justin.
You had to do anything. It just happened. See? You didn't do anything.
There's more beer upstairs.
Yeah.
There's, so
<'Cause>, there's so much beer. Because it's needed.
This was
welcome back,
beer.
Justin.
Thank you.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
And then because Kathy went upstairs.
Game on.
Game on.
So who takes it and who gives it?
They exchange.
Oh, no. We're separated. We're separated.
Oh, you're separated.
We're separated.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're separated right now.
Because I can't window shop anymore.
You can't do shit without us because the way you get when we do anything without you. But you can right. go do whatever the fuck
Let's
you
call
want.
Window shop. What do you window fucking shop?
Right. What are you window shopping for?
I'm about to be way sexist
Other dudes.
On this. You're, okay. Right now, you're way being the guy where when it's a girl, it's like, hey, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. You pick. Oh, how about tacos? No, I don't want
no.
that. How about macaroni and cheese?
No,
I don't
want
that.
That.
Okay,
this
how
is
about,
a conversation Kathy
steak?
And I have had 100 times.
Yeah. Hey, how about steak? I don't want steak. Well, what do you want? Whatever.
Whatever.
That's
it's
you.
Up to you.
That's you. Right. Always.
You want Chinese food?
No.
That's too salty.
Nothing. And then you go, well, I'm
Chinese
going to get a burger. And then the response is, oh, grab me some too. That's you.
Or I'm going to get a burger.
I still don't see what's wrong with this. Let's start the game.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you guys. He's going to fucking stab you in the neck, Justin.
Luckily, he doesn't have a fork, so it's okay.
No, it's a fork.
No, it's a really crappy Walmart fork.
Yeah.
It'll just break.
So it'd break and go.
No, those aren't those shitty
down.
Walmart forks. The shitty Walmart
yes,
forks
are
white.
No.
Oh.
I got clear ones because I thought they'd be slightly better.
They are slightly better.
See?
Yeah.
I upgraded.
Because those other ones we got, you could fucking bend with your mind.
Yeah, I know.
There is no
those ones came from the dollar store. They were cheap.
I don't miss you. We need to go, like, guests and shit.
He tried replacing you with Andy.
I did. Because he didn't show up.
I showed up.
Oh, they're camping
this week.
First time
in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know.
If you did that for a job, you'd be fired.
Up in front of your fucking face, Chris.
I know we're recording.
Oh, we've been recording.
I know. I was eating.
You know we're recording.
No, eating. I had no idea. No. You learned that the
your
only
headphones
way
are on. We're recording. Just get over.
No, they're always just on. Because he knows there's no flow. That yeah, they're either on or they're off like entirely the whole time. And then he gets mad at me. He's like, I got feelings about things. And then I'm like,
see,
but then he makes really valid points, and I'm just like, shut up, whore.
But when
that's the conversation.
When yeah. On him, it's bad. So
yeah, like basically. Else, so. Yeah, no.
But like when Robert was like, all right, everybody put it on. You're like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I heard that shit. Yeah.
No, because you got to just, if he doesn't just hit record, then I don't like it. Like, I don't want to know that we're recording. This whole podcast will be brought to you by Tourette's. We'll all have it at some point or the other.
Because
you're just gonna be like, fucking
the kids
children.
Will come downstairs.
Yeah. You'll hear
technically,
small people.
We're all being
scream.
Terrible parents, except for those who aren't parents.
They're being terrible.
And we're just telling the kids to wash themselves, so they're going to keep coming downstairs.
What's because we don't know, like, a teenager that we could pay, like, $5 to go sit upstairs?
Well, the one teenager I do know had her own fucking baby last year.
Yeah. I used to when I was little. Like, I was, like, 11. My
is Alicia just always on call?
Pretty much.
Kind of. Unless she's drinking with her friends, because I invited her to go to Streamix a lot with us. She's like, I'm going to get drunk with my friends. I don't want to hang out with you.
Fine.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's amazing. That was such a good show.
That was fun.
Hey, Justin,
my
how was that?
On Broadway.
Oh, yeah,
it's a little awkward, though, singing about giant booties to your son. Like, to his face.
No.
Jack got on all fours and was just
shaking
his ass.
Okay. So Kale and I are on our way home. We're in the truck.
Let's put him on the glass, mean dad.
Nope. this is verbatim. Kale. Hey, bud. What'd you think of that whole show? Did you have fun at Pig Out the Park? He goes, I had a great time. Mm. All of my emotions are joy. All of them. All the colors are all joy. I've known my kid 7 years. Right? Not once have I ever heard him say something so fucking stupid as that. It really bothered me that he just wasn't like, I had a great time. He was just like so...
happy?
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was
joy.
Deep joy. He's like, like the most existential, like, I was zen.
That's all right.
But if you saw his face the whole time, it was just...
No, because see, that's the thing. So I go, but Auntie Kathy said that you seemed really just chill. And he goes, no. There were so many people and so many happy people. I was just happy to see all the people having a good time. And it was, but you know, but he was so like overwhelmed by it. And I was just like, really?
There was no emotion in his face.
None. He was just stoked, but he was like, and that's like,
it.
And so I was just like,
he looked
okay.
Like he's bored out of his mind.
Yeah, but he was like, I was filled with joy. And I go, oh yeah. And he goes, my favorite song. Was that last one?
Broadway.
No, he loved Posse on Broadway because
Posse
he talked
on Broadway
about Spokane.
Was fucking great,
yeah,
but
and
he,
yeah,
just,
he kept
he did Gonzaga
Spokane,
and the Cougars on that one.
Yeah,
but
then
he goes, but the last song.
No, that was
the...
a different song, wasn't it?
No,
no,
oh, no, that was
no.
Jump on it. That's
yeah.
What he was. He did jump on it with Cougars and
Justin and I would intentionally sing that song in like play it on the radio
yeah.
At the Joe's and do the fucking
oh, yeah,
cowboy
no,
thing,
but. But no, he was like, I loved the last one because he goes, it made me laugh so hard I had to try to keep them in because everyone was dancing to the babies.
So
and I thought it was funny because he lost his shit over Baby Got Back.
The last
to show
song was
that
Baby Got
song
Back.
Transcends generations. He was like, I love that song and watching
about
people
10
dance.
Years, he'll really love that song.
No, right. Yeah. No, and he goes, and all those girls on stage were dancing, and he goes, I could barely keep the laughter and joy inside of me. I'm like,
hey, look, ooh. Like this.
But the whole time, stoic as fuck.
Nothing.
But in the truck, he was so emotive. But it was like a level of like emotional awareness. I think he was trying to rationalize that. Where he was like,
so
what are these things I'm feeling?
It's like Spider-Man
feelings.
And they're his feelings. And it's like, you're not my child at all. Having to like rationalize feelings. That's not my kid. In any way.
Yeah, whereas, okay. Like, if you watched Atticus, he
dude,
was...
Dude, Atticus was
he was
elated.
Pure joy.
He was a...
He's just like...
Oh, that look on his face was like... And there's no other way to describe it. First time he got to see titties. Like, as a man, where you're like, those are boobs, and it's not pictures, like they're boob boobs. And you're like,
these are real
boobs? What? Boobs?
And for a kid.
But you're trying to be cool, but you're not. You're just boobs?
For 100% a kid that has seizures, not the best.
No, but he, what, that, the look on his face was like the actual emotion of Kale going, I have feelings. Interesting. Let's process them.
Yeah, Kale was very Vulcan about it.
He is. Yeah. He's totally my kid. And I'm just like, I hate you so much. Because then it's like when he emotes, I'm like, those aren't real things. But then I remember what I get emotional about. And I'm like, none of them are real. But the real world happens. And he's just like,
yeah, okay.
Interesting. So I don't know where he gets that from at all.
Mm-hmm.
Its own thing.
All right.
We should go on this game.
So this podcast, I don't know if you listened like 4 or 5-ish podcasts ago. Don't correct
me. Thank you, note taker.
Three.
I don't care if you are my fucking note taker. You don't ever fucking correct me.
All right, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, no shit.
No. God damn it. You got me. We are playing Super Fight. We are not playing by their rules because that involves paying attention to the rules.
Learning the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we all know, our ADD is...
Well. I learned the rules because... No, I didn't learn it. I watched a video because Because
heaven forbid you read the directions. 21st
century. No, the game over Greggy fucking guy did an example.
And you were learning by example, right?
I was.
See, there we go. And they are individuals to watch as they do an enjoyable podcast as well.
So we were playing the game Super Fight. We have envisioned this in the Thunderdome because that is where...
Do we do a new battle arena?
I say, can we pick a new arena?
I think a new arena would be good. Waterworld. Giant raft. They're on a giant raft with... What? No, no. What was the bad guy? Not the bad guy's name, the bad guy. Dennis Hopper. Yeah. Dennis Hopper is the announcer.
What about the Gulch in Halo? With two separate bases.
Fuck Halo. No. Okay. Waterworld. It's the opposite of Thunderdome.
All right.
Giant raft.
I really like Thunderdome. Okay. We're going Thunderdome. Next time is old school Coliseum.
Waterworld.
It's my idea.
You have to talk. Your idea. Talk into the front
Waterworld
of the fucking mic.
Waterworld was my idea, asshole.
So stick with it. Don't change your mind. You don't get to pick where we're going to dinner.
Y'all fucking done?
Will you guys just kiss and get it over with? Like, seriously.
No. I don't like him.
They're on a break right now, Kathy.
Yeah.
We're on a shop. I don't want to talk to him anymore.
All right. So our arena this
so
time.
Seriously. That little hand.
I love
my friend.
Oh, I'm going to raise you up. No, I'm not. I'm just going to be like, talk to the face.
Talking to the front of the mic.
I'm sorry.
We're going to have a lot of like. And then we're talking over here. And then we're talking over here.
And then some like us ever.
And then one or two of us is going to be talking directly
into
the
microphone.
Mic.
Doesn't sound like any of us.
It does.
It
sounds like us so fucking hard.
It sounds like all of the podcast. All of them.
It's still, you got to be like right there on it.
You fucks are on a break. Quit teaming up on people.
Why would we ever?
It's a fucking Waterworld arena. Calm the fuck down. Let's just do it.
We're disagreeing.
Three times.
Anyways, our fictional arena this time is the Waterworld arena.
That's all I needed.
On a giant fucking raft with water everywhere.
Everywhere.
Is Kevin Costner on the raft?
No, because he's not entertaining and will fall asleep. That's why we have
Dustin.
What's his name? Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper.
You see?
Is
you see the fucking
it.
Difference of the
nope.
Chris?
Nope.
You sure as shit
can
do.
You hear it in your head.
Is nope. there a height restriction?
No, it is a complete open raft. Dome.
Because remember Thunderdome?
That was the problem with Thunderdome when you had a three-story tall.
But it could have
Abraham
a Zeppelin,
Lincoln,
so it was pretty clear.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, George Bush. Poor George Bush.
And it turned into the Simpsons fucking dome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had to modify it. That's
the
matter of fact.
The arena changes with the height and size.
So this one doesn't. It is just a giant raft in Waterworld.
Is it like a 12 by 12 or what? Because if it doesn't
size. So say whoever, if someone's super big,
it's proportionately
three stories,
sized.
It's proportionally sized to the biggest competitor.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so it'll float.
Yep, does.
Each round.
Paid for it all.
Each round is different.
Waterworld's expensive, yep.
We have 8 initial contenders.
Sand dollars.
We have 8 initial contenders who get 2 powers apiece. After each round, your powers change.
That's basically, and then we argue about who's going to win what battle.
So if Godzilla has 2 powers and he wins because he's the king of all monsters, he always wins.
Now,
it works.
Now, other than the obvious Godzilla always winning being the king of all monsters.
Yes. That's why I chose him. Okay. He always wins.
Yeah. So, but if, let's say he has powers. Now,
into the fucking microphone.
For future reference on this, because we seemed to have a dispute about it last time. Was it's here so you can also communicate.
Chris, move it to your
just
fucking face.
I don't want to hear you doesn't mean they might not.
Into your fucking face.
It's right there. That's
there.
My,
you see?
That's my face.
Your child is calling my wife.
He's just doing it really quick so he can do this. That's all. Oh, you can?
Keep explaining.
Just to explain.
No, but I have a real question.
Do you have a real question? Because you're being an asshole about it.
What? What? Never. My real question, does the character that is chosen have their innate abilities or just the powers? Because we seem to have an issue with that with the Jason one last time.
You had an issue about it. Justin's like, he's got a fucking machete. You're like,
that's not a power.
He's Jason X.
That's a tool.
Yeah, but you kept taking it away from him, and Jason has his, they have their initial.
And so, like, Godzilla is 100% Godzilla, but he might also have chainsaw hands.
He also might have narcolepsy.
Okay. That's all I needed to, that's it.
Yeah,
that's all I needed.
Initial powers. Come
okay,
along.
So we have that rule
that's,
in there.
Yeah, that's why
there goes
we're
the
using,
powers.
I just wanted to make sure. No, right. I was genuinely wanting to confirm because that was an issue last time. So to not be an issue this time, that's a real thing.
It was an
thing.
Issue with you. Justin was trying to keep the initial powers.
A machete isn't a power, it is a tool.
But that's all Jason
that you
has.
Kept taking away from
no,
him.
No, it doesn't. He also had the hockey stick, generally mortality. Demons that come out of him. Jason goes to hell.
All right.
I'm right.
Your powers change every fucking round. Got it?
You guys just need to get
got
married
it.
Again because...
Nope. Not my friend
seriously.
Anymore.
Seriously.
Need to fucking kiss
nope.
or something. Jesus
just
Christ.
Just take it in the ass, one of you two.
This
for
is the
fuck's
first
sake.
Time I have seen my bestest friend. Doesn't count. In like a month.
I was going to be
we
hurt.
Saw you. I oh, saw wait. You at the
what
comedy
about
show.
And Jacob.
Wait, never.
Best.
I'm still not even in the title.
He's not even in the title. It's three best friends
yeah.
and you.
Yeah, and me.
And there's no. He has nothing. Fuck him.
I have the power to change that.
Ha! Twitiverse,
bitch. I'm not okay with other people having power over things.
Actually,
I have the power.
Emotionally.
Speaking of that, I need to.
No,
I
you don't get
password
shit.
And all
no.
That. I have no more access to any of that.
We should just fucking say why friends hang out.
Well, that. Yeah, we've got a fucking brand.
Yeah, it's already trademarked. Because
I always want to know, why the fuck do we hang out?
It's because you care.
Because you
Dreamweaver is
are we ready
every
for
day.
Round one?
Let's just fucking,
yes.
Let's
yes.
just go.
Round one,
because
fight!
We're not going to get anywhere with our fucking...
Yeah, we are fucking 16 minutes ADD. Into this.
Fucking arguing we're... of 16 minutes?
Yeah.
It's like the good old days. It's the good old days.
I apologize, audience.
I know, it's the good old days.
Not really.
Game on.
Because it's that...
All right, Carter. You're really pulling a Carter on this.
Oh, look, sexy Pokemon.
Everybody hates you, Jesse.
No phones.
No phones. No.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
It's all this.
Phones is not allowed.
She doesn't know. She needs to know the.
Only time I check it is a dead text. That's why I look and go away.
It's a watch.
All right.
It's not a phone.
So y'all ready?
Again, round one. Fight.
Note taker extraordinaire. Oh. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First competitor. It's a good one. It's Bruce Lee.
Yes. Yeah, he's going to win inherently.
Oh, yeah, you should see this. He just drank 5 energy drinks.
Oh, shit.
So he's going to move like Fry in the 100 copies, $300 episode?
Yes.
Okay.
I fucking love you so much.
And is really, really stupid.
So he's Fry from the $300 episode of Futurama.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Okay.
Except he's also Bruce Lee.
But if he's really, really stupid, then the brain is winning for no reason.
All right, Robert. Did you take the second one out?
Oh, yeah. I've got the second one ready. I'll let Robert do the next round. A gorilla.
Oh, God.
Can control machines.
Always the machines.
Fucking Grodd, bitch.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets good. Can possess opponent for 30 seconds, then gets very tired. Round one, fight.
I'm thinking. I'm genuinely thinking.
Odd number. That was what I was checking.
Yeah.
Also, we had like a 7 head count in our entire fucking Kevin Smith trip. I should have known how many people were down here.
Wow.
I was saying there's 7 seats in the van. Okay,
so I feel like I want to say the gorilla because if he can control Bruce Lee, but here's my argument. If he's got the Fry gene, right? Because he's not dumb. He just lacks the theta brainwave, so he can't be controlled by the brains as they are the winningest, right? So when he tries to mind control him, he inadvertently isn't capable of really controlling him. He can control Bruce Lee, right? But he can't really, he's like, oh, he's just a bumbling idiot, causing him to then be tired, and then he wins by default because he's Bruce Lee.
No, I have to disagree, because his power is to control him no matter what. It doesn't matter about the theta wave.
But if he's naturally dumb, though.
No, his power is to take control of his brain.
And so then, is he going to one-inch punch himself? Like, he's going to one-inch punch his heart and kill himself.
Or,
no, that already is just a great thought, and I just like
all
that.
Right, all right. He's going to take control of Bruce Lee. He knows he's in a fight. This is a fucking battle, right?
Yeah.
He's right. Just going to run Bruce Lee off the edge of the fucking water world raft.
I think he's going to win.
Took me a second, Jacob.
Wow. You don't say shit, but when you do, wow.
God
now
damn
I'm
it,
sad. I'm sad now. Gorilla wins.
Runs Bruce Lee off the edge of the and just drowns him.
He wouldn't need to drown him. He could just run him off the edge, and then if he's too stupid to swim, he just does it himself.
Well, if see, how if long Bruce Lee Bruce drowns, Lee? Well,
no,
well,
no,
the gorilla's if, in him,
no,
kills them both.
Yes, he can't be in his head because if he drowns, then it kills the brain, killing him.
But
he just needs
Bruce
to get
Lee
him out
can
there.
Hold his fucking mouth, hold his breath for 30 seconds.
But he's also really, really dumb. So he's like a bizarro Bruce Lee.
And he's
so
wicked.
He
fucking
yeah, he'd breathe in water, and then the gorilla would... Now is he stuck controlling him?
No, he's not stuck controlling him. He can only control him for 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then gets really, really tired.
He wouldn't need... they're on the raft, so the machinery power doesn't come into play.
Yeah. But see,
well, what
really
if
really
there's
really
fucking
tired,
machines in there?
Yeah,
that
what if the
fucking
machine
handle?
Has treads and a pop of
it doesn't. They're on a giant raft.
Why would a raft have treads?
No, I'm saying the machine.
There's no machine. That's where the power is negated. He doesn't get that power has no practice. He can't even.
They don't put anything in there, Coliseum style.
It's a giant floating raft.
Just a giant floating raft.
That's the stipulation. The last one had the tech.
It says he can use his power.
What is going on upstairs?
Elliot, high pitched scream.
Yeah, that's all.
They're all right.
Parent gene kicked in real quick.
They're eating trail mix and crackers and water.
I have a feeling we're going to find really expensive trail mix scattered all over the fucking floor.
Yeah. They have bowls.
While they're all looking at each other, just eating what's left of it, going, it's mine. This one's mine.
Plus most of it's
gone.
We
got Jack fucking goldfish crackers when we were out today. Give them to him when we get home. Like, he's been eating them on the way home. He comes home, first thing he does, pour them on the couch and starts eating them. And I'm like, you
fucking love that kid.
Jackass.
I love you. Much.
Make sure you have
like...
no duplicate powers like that we've had before.
Yeah. But we are.
Okay.
Oh, for the game. Because I was like, we already had machines last time.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to have to give it to the gorilla because in a fucked up way, he wouldn't even need to run him off. He could just make Bruce Lee walk off, hold him for 29 seconds, and then go open your mouth and then let go. Just make him swim as far as he could down.
That's essentially the argument I fucking had.
Yeah, but yours is running him off and it wasn't dark. Mine's dark. And this he'd be like, this is for the baby. And then he makes him open his mouth, and he's too deep. And
gets out for
water.
Harambe.
Yeah, he goes, Harambe. And then he goes, and then it just bubbles, and that's the death of Bruce Lee. Unless Justin, with his love of Bruce Lee, has a rebuttal.
No.
All right, so it's vote time. Chris.
A gorilla, because he's fucked up.
Gorilla.
Bruce Lee.
Kathy.
Gorilla.
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 Grodd.
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 Also
for
Grodd.
The diplomatic process, so because it's a democracy. Go fuck yourself.
So it's 6-1 Gorilla. Gorilla moves on. Jacob, you got it?
I got it.
All right.
Okay, so
that's fucked up with the Harambe. He doesn't have a kid, so he's going to win. So
like, quite
up.
Honestly, Jacob, that was the most fucked up thing ever said on this podcast.
I like just it finally hitting your head, just like the look on your face.
Because it like took my brain a second to go, wait, no.
That was great.
Because I was only half paying attention because I'm looking at shit on here. And then I was like, wait, what did Jacob just say?
Like, he said something incredibly dark, like my brain had to process the darkness. That's... No, because I'm fucked up is what it was.
All right. Are you guys ready for round two?
Round two.
Fight.
All right. So this card says pick a movie star.
Okay, so I'm gonna are we going to let it fucking be a pick movie star, or do we need some concrete?
No. Let him pick one.
Pick a
movie star.
Pick one. All right. So I'm going to pick one movie star.
See, I hate you so much right now.
Into the mic, Justin.
Sandra Bullock.
I honestly, I had the same thought. I'm like, I need someone to obscure. And Ryan was like, Sandra Bullock, because I thought of Speed. I was like, Keanu Reeves. Speed,
are we really going
with
Sandra
Bullock?
No. You just wait. Literally wearing beer goggles.
So have you ever worn beer goggles?
No.
They're awful.
We had this driver's ed thing.
Driver's ed.
And they made us wear beer goggles, and it was
terrifying.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's scary. I ran into a wall.
And
like
Sandra
super
Bullock
drunk, pretty
has
close.
Tiny T-Rex arms.
Oh God, that's so terrifying.
Have you ever seen a grown adult with tiny T-Rex arms?
Stop! You're being mean.
I'm not being mean.
You're being mean. You're being mean. And the mental image of Sandra Bullock with beer goggles stumbling around with T-Rex arms trying to brace herself. It's just so sad.
This is gonna sound like a slaughter.
Okay. And then versus conjoined twins. Okay.
Go on.
These are different twins than the last
one. Yeah, because. They were just
has
identical.
A time machine phone booth and leeches opponent's health when touched.
No, I might have to give this to Sandra Bullock.
Can she touch them?
Because she has limited reach. And if we're going by touch of hand, right? Because she's not going to be able to kick because she's going to be stumbling around.
But she's got to touch them at some point to fucking fight.
No.
High heels.
Yeah, but if you've
worn
beer
goggles.
But does
that count as touch or does it have to be skin to skin?
She ain't going to get anywhere close to them.
Okay, I'm going to be real. I'm going to have to give this I'm going to have to give this to the conjoined twins with their time machine because they could literally watch the outcome and go, move 2 feet to the right. Move to the right. She falls in the water. It's going to sound real dark. Bitch ain't swimming.
Is it a Bill and Ted fucking time machine?
Yeah, they get Rufus's time machine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it sounds like beer goggles are just...
Our arenas come into this
so hard. Like.
Yeah, it didn't last time. It is this time, and she's stumbling into the water and dying.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's no, because she can't swim with her T-Rex arms. They're going to use that as an advantage. That's real. She's going to be like, and her body, hers and Bruce Lee's body are just going to be floating in the water around the arena.
Well, her equilibrium is going to be off because of the beer
goggles. Yeah, no, that's
oh,
what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Totally.
Yeah,
into
no,
the microphone, Justin.
Equilibrium is going to be off because of the fucking beer goggles.
Totally.
So basically... She drowns because the outcome of apparently all of these will be drowning
we'll
by
be drowning
their own incompetence.
In the sea.
Hey, right. That's the rules of Waterworld. It ain't a fucking legit place. It's dark, man. Like, the movie bombed, you bomb.
You got to
like,
recycle your pee, man.
Costner did it.
Are we all lived. Just going to go Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Well,
no,
the twins.
The twins.
The twins live.
The twins. I'm sorry.
The conjoined
Sandra
twins.
Sandra Bullock dies.
The twins. Sandra Bullock dies.
Yeah.
Twins.
Yeah.
Right.
I just don't
conjoin twins.
And I honestly don't feel like Sandra could win that because she literally had the odds stacked against her.
Yeah.
Even in the Thunderdome, I feel like she just run into one of the wall spikes and die. Like,
yeah.
Like, I love Thunderdome as our fucking arena.
Yeah, I know. Into the mic.
All right.
Jerome's going to get mad at you. Oh, I'm Jerome. I'm going to get mad at you for not talking to the mic. All right.
Fuck it. I'm done.
All right. The alien that has no bones and can read minds.
So the blob.
Blob.
And you could have an exoskeleton.
Shut up, Jacob.
A mind-reading praying mantis.
Okay, and then a moose that can't stop dancing riding a hoverboard.
All right. Can you say that again? Like both of them.
So the blob.
The blob.
Versus a
now the blob,
dancing moose.
Because he has no
on
bones.
A hoverboard.
What was his other power? What was the blob's other what?
He has no bones.
He can read minds.
He can read minds
that has no bones.
Correct.
So it'd be the blob. A mind reading blob.
Versus
and a moose.
Dancing hoverboard moose.
Okay.
And the moose.
I'm picturing this.
The moose is dancing on a hoverboard.
Yeah. That's not safe, but mooses can swim. And the blob would be pretty comfortable in water, so drowning won't really work.
Let's say the hoverboard can handle the weight of a moose dancing on it.
Well, science.
Yeah.
Well, it is the mooses, so
yeah,
assuming it was made
for him. If anything,
him.
It's either it's a giant hoverboard, or does he have like four individual ones to allow him to break thy dance?
Let's go one giant hoverboard.
Oh, I was hoping for four individual ones so he could break thine dance.
One hoverboard.
Whatever. Fine.
Doesn't sound as cool as four.
It
like.
Does. It just does not sound as cool.
He can move all of his legs different ways.
He can move independently. I feel that would give him an advantage.
He could moonwalk with it.
Yeah, he can moonwalk.
Yeah. Yeah. And come on. The mental image is just hilarious.
He could ram the alien right off.
So
the
does he run into the blob?
Yeah.
Like.
Does the blob suffocate the moose? Like,
no,
can he?
No,
no, no, it's not the blob. It's an alien.
That has no bones.
But he has no bones,
so is it going to be a blob? Or, no, because if he has an exoskeleton, it could be a giant praying mantis.
Also, if he has skin, it's
not
like.
It doesn't say he has an exoskeleton.
He's
gonna,
no, but if he has no bones.
He could be a jellyfish at that point.
He has no bones. Let's go exoskeleton excluded, man, because
that's
technically
an external skeleton. Fine. So the blob, you know what? I'm going to
But he's got skin. Like, he's an alien.
Moose wins. Hear me out. With those four independent boards, he has Moose-a-Weta. It's like Capoeira, but he's a moose. And then, because it's being a blob, right, it can't have salt because it'll absorb all the moisture.
No, he's not an absorbing blob. He has fucking skin. He's an alien. He's like a fucking South Park alien, but he just has no bones.
I don't like yours. The blob is way better.
Why is he the blob?
Because it has no bones! He eats people with his acid blood.
I'm thinking more like Peter Griffin losing all his fucking bones.
Yeah. Again, throw it in the salt water. It's going to essentially dry out because all the salt is going to get into the pores.
The next round,
and the alien's
still
going to
be an alien if he wins. Like,
fair. Fine. I'll give you Peter Griffin, no bones alien with the irritatingly disturbing eyes.
That's where I'm going with it.
Fine.
Like, because
I'll give you that if he survives.
You got to think about the card that survives.
I'm going to have to honestly give it to Capoeira Moose.
I think he drowns. If he has no bones, it's not like he's
yeah,
got arms.
Because he's not the blob.
He can't.
We really shouldn't have picked Waterworld. Because
hey.
It's always like, this guy drowns.
Well,
this guy drowns.
Well?
Unless, because the alien, it's not like it has acid inside of it, so it can't, like, dissolve the moose.
But do you think it could, like.
Although he could cover the moose and then, like, suffocate him. Again,
if the alien just
drowning
falls
him.
Off.
But if
you
the
think
moose
just
is
float?
On hoverboards, couldn't he just, like, fly above
it? No. It could
Does
have
the blob?
Limit.
Have more weight than the water because it would float.
Would it be more buoyant?
Would
it be more
yeah.
or less
yeah.
buoyant?
And then it turns into a battle over the sea?
No, because the moose's boards, as we know from Back to the Future, it lacks power, and without power, you cannot go over water.
So then the fucking.
So
the
moose.
That's Back to the
down.
Future rules. I didn't even make that
so
rule.
So the moose dances without the power of the hoverboard, so he just basically falls off his board and then drowns.
No, because he can swim. Moose swim.
Moose can swim.
But he's got to be dancing the whole
but
time.
But not if an
yeah.
alien is actually
He's
got to
be dancing,
water.
And dancing does not say survival yeah. at all.
Can you dance in the water and not die?
No.
Synchronized swimmers.
They're synchronized he's swimmers,
black.
Which is...
But a moose
and
is not a fucking
the...
synchronized swimmer.
No, but that's a form of interpretive dance.
So technically swimming is dancing.
I,
in the water.
If Kathy agrees with me, I get to be right. Fuck. That's just rules. Right.
You're black, you can't swim.
I'm half white.
What
yes, I can.
Fuck? We were playing a nice game,
and we're
Justin.
Talking about a moose.
Yeah,
not
this
Chris.
Isn't about me. This is a moose.
It's not half black moose.
Yeah,
it's moose.
Come on. And he's probably a large Canadian bull moose. Make it not even. It's a mom, so you know she can fuck shit up.
And like has a Mexican grandparent.
Well, yeah,
because they yeah.
fact that science had to get dance skills from somewhere, and it wasn't Canadians. Let's
Obviously.
Be real. Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever. But I'm stuck on this one. I don't. Waterworld makes it difficult.
Guess what? You two were the fucking ones who wanted
it. I'm okay with Waterworld. I'm just saying it makes it... Because if they were just in a dome, then I feel the moose would win because it could just fucking trample the fucking blob to death. But I feel like the blob could use the water to its advantage if it... Because it being more or less buoyant.
Wear the moose out.
Yeah, like it would wear the moose out to exhaustion and then it could like dive under the water, shoot up, and like... If it can, it's malleable, it's a blob, it can shape itself.
It cannot dive out of the water. If it has no bones, it has no form of mobility.
It doesn't
jellyfish
move.
Do it.
Yeah. Jellyfish cannot jump out of the ocean.
They become
no.
Octopus.
If they
become
octopus,
on the shore, but they don't
octopus,
jump onto a fucking...
Octopus,
they can't,
octopus
like,
can
get
rocket.
They have a beak, that's the only thing.
The octopus use their farts. To
if
go quick.
We are claiming this is a creature that requires bones.
I don't like
bones,
your lack of boned alien.
It cannot move.
Can it roll over?
No. How
it
would
has
it?
No form.
You know what?
It has no.
The moose is going to end up winning. It's going to dry out.
No form of mobility.
The sun is going to win. The moose wins by the sun because it having no bones, it's basically a slopping mass of skin, right?
I think this is the first one I've never had an opinion on.
I just feel like the moose could just win. By just hanging out and dancing, and like literally just hang out and dance, and the blob would just dry out in the sun. You're in the middle of
the
fucking ocean. The
blob is going to read the moose's mind, and it's just hearing sweet music.
Yeah, it's sweet, sweet music. And it's just playing bad disco. Over. It drives him insane.
And purple.
So it's Tabitha on a normal work day.
Yeah, basically.
Got a lot of Purple Rain in there.
Yeah. It's got a lot of Prince and a lot of disco, and that's all it listens to while it's dancing, and it drives the blob insane. And then it just dries out and dies. The worst death ever.
All right.
Listening to ABBA.
Are we listening to ABBA?
Who's decided? Are we all decided? Yep. Any more arguments? How about that? All right. Justin?
Moose.
Kathy?
Moose.
Jacob?
Moose.
Tabby?
Moose.
Moose.
Just for diplomatic reasons? The blob.
Someone's got to go for it.
Yeah, exactly. One of us
moose
has
wins.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the moose had won by the time it hit fucking Tabby. So, all right. Jacob, you got that written down?
I have it written down.
All right.
All right.
Our last two competitors.
The last two competitors are a vampire slayer riding a horse but relies on heat vision to see.
No,
like fucking Cyclops.
Now, like, does it have predator thermal vision?
Yes,
that's what it is.
Heat vision.
Heat vision. So yeah.
But he's riding a horse.
That's metal as fuck.
Vampires.
I'm pretty sure
vampires. Off heat.
Nobody's a vampire hunter.
So he
would
see
himself. The absence. No, he's a vampire hunter.
Anyway.
He's not a vampire. He's a vampire hunter, right?
Yes.
So then that still works to his advantage fighting vampires because...
That's the blind vampire.
No, it's not. It's not. It's even better. Because if you're looking at people, you could be a vampire. We wouldn't know. But him having the predator thermal vision, you're not generating heat. He's going to see you, him stand out in the crowd better.
But,
if anything,
no.
The most efficient
but
vampire hunter.
He can't see anything.
Yeah,
so the vampire's right there is not generating heat, so he can't see
so
it.
So you would see the absence of heat. You would see the outline of it being an absence of heat.
Against the absence
yeah,
of heat
the same,
everywhere else.
Would still have a silhouette.
Even would you still have a silhouette?
Yeah, because you would be a localized form of absent of heat.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's how it worked. Haven't you seen Predator 2? Even though he wasn't able to go, oh, hey, that's Gary
that's
Busey, he can
Justin
still see it. Yeah.
Glass.
And then he goes, chicka-jay, chicka-jay, and he goes, oh, shoo, and the guy's like,
want some candy?
Yeah.
The last time I watched any Predator movie was with you here on a microphone.
Fair. I could totally just both those movies.
All right, so our other competitor is a sharpshooter covered in spikes that is really clumsy.
He just dies.
But he's a sharpshooter?
No, you know what? They're both going to die. What?
This is Justin because
this is
the
Justin,
dude 100%. The dude has 100% accuracy with sharpshooting.
Yet is about as graceful as a drunk bull at a china shop.
That's so, Justin, real. Where'd you get all the spikes?
I don't even know. Yeah. No,
I
you
fell
know
in
what?
Some glass.
No, they're
I,
both.
And now I'm
no,
covered in spikes.
I feel like they both die. Him being clumsy pops a raft.
We, no, because it's a wood raft. Yeah. And we need a winner at all costs. Yeah. The raft has to hold a horse.
A moose.
So, but it's made of wood?
Well, the vampire hunter is riding a horse.
Yeah, so that's a lot of weight.
Okay. It's made of something that can hold the weight of a battle.
Okay.
Apparently.
So if this clumsy-ass sharpshooter, so how now so he obviously has a gun.
Like he fucking correctly. Drops it every now and then. But
that's the thing. Yeah. So
he gets
you know
it
what?
And shoots.
You know what?
He drops his clip.
There's no other way this is ever going to be said. I've played with Justin in fucking first-person shooters. I've watched his kills. I've played it.
There's
like,
that game
him.
At the fucking
no, not
arcade
that. Not
where
even
he's
that.
Just
no.
like
no.
half
even.
A second no. cumulative time for no. every round.
No.
Add it up.
Justin is the bane of all first-person shooters because he'll walk around with a sniper rifle like an assault rifle and no-scope you. He goes pop, and he quick scopes, and you're dead. That's going to be the advantage of this clumsy-ass fucking sharpshooter. It's going to win, not because it kills the vampire. Hunter guy,
kills
it's gonna
horse.
Shoot through the horse while it's charging, and it's gonna puncture straight through the horse, and they're gonna just stick up that, and it's the weight of the horse is gonna crush the vampire hunter, because that's how Justin would end up winning that fight, covered in spikes. There is no other way that fight's gonna go, because again, I've played him.
I second that.
I third it.
I played it. I don't want to give him this one. I don't. But I've watched this guy straight, just no scope. Boom. You can't. And
people you can't
does.
Even see.
Literally,
with his eyes closed.
Yeah. You'll see like, it's like, it could. His thing is, it could be a bush or it could be a guy. Either way, it's shot. It's a dead bush or headshot. Every time. Every time. It's not human.
Every time I play COD with Justin, he will back out. Just to be on the other team so he can no-scope you all the time.
Yeah, and once you finally go after
smile.
Him, he's... no, he would find you, jump in the game, kill you, and leave. It'd be like, J-Stone 1-on-1 enters game. Boom, J-Stone 1-on-1 kills you. J-Stone's out of the game.
He's done that one, too. You're like, oh, Justin's here.
A vampire hunter almost has to have, like, natural, like, super reflexes. Because they are...
Abe Lincoln didn't, though. He had refined reflexes.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He doesn't shoot... the vampire hunter, because that's where the vampire hunter would be able to dodge it.
Henry
he's
had
clumsy.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
I think
he would shoot.
The vampire hunter would still be smart enough to realize that if he's, as soon as he hears that gun go off, to jump
see,
off that horse.
See, again, you're thinking, play him. Though. Play him, and you would see how that wouldn't work, because he would fire, right? He'd go, oh, jump off horse. Horse is gone. The clumsiness would kick in. It would fall. The gun would fire right in the ankle of the vampire hunter. He would fall and be like, oh, I won. And he would bleed out. And he would just shoot him in the face. Because. It's how he wins. It's how he wins everything. The way he wins things. It's a bull with a sniper rifle with this guy. You can't miss him, but he'll never miss you. Ever. I have real animosity against Justin and shooters.
I have no problem with that.
He would die as the clumsy sharpshooter covered in spikes to win that match. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to say Justin wins this round.
I want to let him die, but I can't.
All right.
Please, someone have an argument against it?
Nope.
There isn't.
Vampire hunters have skills. I like your argument. Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, mad skills, right? Yeah. And then like Abe Lincoln, mad skills. He's got daggers
just...
and shit. And an axe.
And the fucking giant match.
Yeah, and the giant match.
That I can't remember.
Well, he wouldn't be able to really use that because if he only see thermal vision, it's going to blind him. Like yeah, but if he uses it, then he's going to go blind. So he couldn't even use that against
you. So does
you.
He even have, like, does the vampire hunter even have any, like, weapons?
Well, I guess the...
I guess it depends on
besides the horse.
Probably standard vampire.
We'll go standard,
weapons.
Like, it'll be a trench coat because reasons. Like,
well,
that's a given,
yeah,
right?
Because
if not, it's weird.
If we're talking down, Van Helsing...
Stake?
I mean,
well, even Van Helsing. Oh, if it's Van Helsing, though. Oh, he's got, like, steampunk gear.
Yeah.
And clumsy or not, that's...
He's also weighted down by, like, probably...
Justin, into the fucking microphone, please.
Weighted down by, like, 100, 120 pounds with gear.
That's...
On a horse.
On his horse.
Yeah,
and he has heat.
And he's
vision.
Not gonna be able to jump off in time. So,
so then he wouldn't be able to use any explosives because the heat. The moment he uses anything, it has to be either using stakes or the crossbow. That's all he's got. So it does limit his arsenal of effectiveness because of the vision. Fuck.
Unless he goes out with like a like a one hit kill. Like if he thinks he can take him down with this grenade,
because once he throws it, he's screwed. Like he's gonna be blinded for X amount of time. Even with his eyes closed, it being thermal vision, the eyelids will do nothing to help. And like the spikes don't make you invulnerable. You just have like a spike suit. I would assume it'd be like chainmail, but knowing Justin, it would just be a bunch of fucking spikes duct taped to a fucking shirt.
He's covered in spikes and clumsy, so who's to say he doesn't like fall and like
or get his or self kill. That's Justin.
Spike knee into the head.
Yeah. He
but also gets a round off into the Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, he gets a round like that. He goes son of a bitch, and they both die.
Whoever fucking dies first.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And being as stubborn as he is, it ain't gonna be him.
All right, on a percentage points, because it's probably gonna be 50-51.
You know what? Based on this. I want Robert to be the deciding vote no matter what because he hasn't said a single thing. So I only want Robert's voice on this one.
Well, it's going to be Kathy first. So if it's a unanimous up to Robert, Robert is the deciding vote.
No, but he hasn't said anything at all on either side.
So Kathy?
Yeah, Kathy.
Got choice? Clumsy sharpshooter or vampire hunter?
Sharpshooter.
Jacob?
I'm going with the vampire hunter.
Into the microphone, Jacob.
I'm going with the vampire hunter.
All right, Tabitha.
Robert.
You have to pick one.
One or the other.
I don't care what you guys think. I'm going to think the sharpshooter, as clumsy as he is, will shoot himself first, then shoot the horse. The horse will go down, but the vampire is smart enough and has more agility.
Not a vampire, vampire hunter.
Thank you. He'll still have the
agility.
He
can ninja jump off of the horse. Like, the horse is going down, and he's going to do, like, an unnecessary septuple backflip.
He's going to win the match because
the sharpshooter. Where the fuck were you, like, 5 seconds ago when we were
debating? I just wanted to hear what you guys had to say.
No, I appreciate it. He was quiet. He was taking in all of the information, thing none of us ever do.
It's the vampire.
I appreciate it.
Because we don't want dead air.
Fair.
Yeah. Done.
So, vampire hunter.
Boom.
All right, one sharpshooter, two for Vampire Hunter. Tabitha?
Vampire Hunter.
That's three Vampire Hunters. I'm going to go sharpshooter because I just love the scenario where it's Justin.
I'm going to have to be real. I only through personal experience of playing Justin, I have to give it to the sharpshooter because it is the most unorganized chaos.
For black cards.
And it's so frustrating. It is. I've played him in so many games to where I can beat him without any issue, but you get into a thing where it's like, first-person shooter, he's good. And he's not just good. He has an innate ability to be a bull in a china shop, and you're all of the china. You are the china in his china shop. And then he walks out unscathed.
All right. So it sounds like the deciding factor is Justin.
Being real, right. Not just self-serving.
So there's limited space on this raft.
Yeah, so you cannot hide.
So
and
this
you're
horse
in spikes.
Is already galloping towards the fucking sharpshooter.
Could it be like a fucking cargo ship or something? Or does it really have to be a raft?
It's a fucking raft.
It's a raft. It's a raft.
Because it's water world.
It's a giant hexagon-shaped raft.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But like we said, like, you
so
know.
So it's like seasteading and shit.
Yeah.
So he's going to shoot the fucking horse, no matter what.
The horse
is going to fucking slide right into the fucking clumsy.
Even if it doesn't shoot it, the horse might even be freaked out by the gunshot. It's used to, like, vampires,
or just being
surrounded
by water all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think a gunshot would
it's not going to startle. Like, it's probably obviously been around.
All of those horses that have died in war.
A vampire hunter horse, it's going to be around a lot of violence and a lot of noise. So it's going to be fucking war.
The most desensitized horse is going to be like, oh,
it's used whatever. To that shit.
I saw bunch of vampires take a bunch of slaves into a barn and then kill them.
Yeah.
I'm a horse.
Yeah.
That's a lot for me,
seen some shit. I was there. Abe was there. I was there. It was a thing.
Are we still debating this?
Yeah.
No. Justin is actually.
Justin just has
we've all cast
vote.
A vote.
Justin is the deciding
vote. We're waiting on Justin's vote.
He's a real deciding vote.
No, like, he's going to slide. It's going to slide into the sharpshooter when he shoots it. And he's going to just walk casually up and fucking plunk him with a fucking stake.
So you're going Vampire Hunter?
Yeah.
That's a really sad mental image of him shooting that horse. The horse, the Vampire Hunter jumps off. The horse goes,
the weight of the horse is going to be
into him,
and
he's
going to
be
able to push it off.
And then just staked right to the head is a terrifying mental image. I feel really bad for that guy.
I don't feel bad.
So the vampire hunter wins. All right, Jacob.
They can hear you on the mic.
I know. I'd be okay if that was you.
I know it's Kathy, but who are our competitors, Jacob? Because we have all our competitors now, but their powers are changing. And since Jacob's note taker extraordinaire,
still in a fucking raft.
We need to get you like a patch or something.
So for round five, we've got a gorilla fighting the conjoined twins.
We got a Harambe versus the conjoined twins. Kathy, what is the gorilla's powers?
So our gorilla.
That was quite the laugh.
That was pretty good.
He's 100 stories tall.
Yes!
Fucking King Kong.
And he's covered in eyes.
I don't want to.
Vulnerable as fuck.
I don't want to
see it.
I can't. No, because he's going to walk up. Oh! Oh! I can't.
No, the eyes on the bottoms of his feet are scabbed over.
Oh! So he's enraged by that. No, it's Eye Guy from Power Rangers. And he's covered in eyes.
Power Rangers.
The screams of a gorilla in pain covered in eyes is the most disheartening noise I've ever imagined in my head. It like makes me so scared.
Nightmare fuel.
All right, good.
I don't like it.
So the conjoined twins.
Our conjoined twins are really, really good looking.
Good for them.
So the gorilla is all about that. We've seen King Kong.
And they have a voodoo doll of their opponent.
Oh, God!
So they can just poke his eyeballs with a pin.
The twins
pop the eyeballs.
Pop!
Are the kids, are the twins
explode
kids, because then they're
bleed.
More likely to win.
Yeah, because an adult couldn't cope with that emotionally. An adult couldn't.
I also wasn't
it's
going
like
there.
Bubble wrap.
It is. It really goes pop, 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 pop. And just seeing giant eyeballs.
And they just twist the fucking voodoo doll.
And he just bleeds.
It's not even bleed. It's eye goo.
Until the voodoo doll came
on?
Into
twins
it.
Win.
Twins win.
The twins.
Twins. Twins. As the sea is full of dead bodies and eye goo. And a giant 10-story gorilla
and
floating,
100-story
face-down gorilla covered in eyes. They see their own death.
They grab it and twist it like bubble wrap.
Oh, I can't. My skin doesn't like it.
Does anybody have a...
Gorilla jumps into the water and kills itself.
I wanted the gorilla to win so bad.
He just jumps in and closes its eyes.
I really wanted the gorilla to win.
Like, he gets down there and tears the twins apart, but...
But as he does it, they have the doll, and they're just like... And their death row squeezes the doll, and they both die. And only one conjoined twin is alive.
But we need them both to go on to the next
round. So one of them is dead. Conjoined.
It's a zombie fucking...
Not even zombie, it's just a dead body.
The one twin has to carry 128 pounds of fucking twin.
Dead twin. Oh god, that's so sad.
Is anybody gonna vote for the gorilla?
Probably not.
No.
I don't want to see either outcome. I don't... The gorilla can't unsee it. I don't want to see a dead body hanging off a conjoined twin, but I feel like that would make a crazy factor for the next round.
No, let's say they both have to go to the next round.
Oh, yeah.
So that...
So dark.
Because they already have a disability going in. Yeah, they reset. Homeboy comes back with a plus one.
You were dead for like 10 minutes, dude.
Yeah, he's on the side, and then you just hear one big breath.
Oh, it's so dark.
All right. Round six.
We always gotta have one, apparently.
We got our moose.
And they always can have twins.
We have our moose versus the vampire hunter.
This will be interesting.
All right, Justin, the moose's powers.
Moose's powers?
Yeah.
Left or right hand? This one?
Okay. So our moose shoots blinding light from its hands, So Moose has hands.
Now does it have all four legs and then two like attached human arms?
No, it uses two
the hooves.
The hooves.
So it goes vertically. So it stands up vertically and goes.
It would be great if it was from like the mouth and eyes.
Well, hang on. We can add its mouth apparently if you feel like it, or eyes. I don't care. It shoots acid.
Oh god!
From its mouth and eyes.
So it blinds you while burning your skin. Well, that's terrifying.
This sounds exhausting.
This will be next week's sci-fi movie.
Yeah, for real.
Like Sharknado.
All right, and then
Moose Doom.
Yeah.
The vampire hunter is armed with a cattle prod.
This could be effective unless it scares the moose that it shoots the acid and the blinding light everywhere. It just everywhere.
And has super jump.
Oh.
And I'll tag you here, and I'll tag you here.
You know what?
I'll tag you here.
I'm gonna give it to the moose because of that. The vampire hunter being like, oh, I'm super agile. The moose is just going to look like the moose. We are assuming it does not know it has these powers. It's a moose standing there. The moose just stands there chewing on walnuts like mooses do.
He's like, I'm a moose in a battle now.
And he's just hanging out. He's like, these are pretty good walnuts. And then he goes.
It's the moose in the room.
Yeah, it's the room with the moose. And so he goes and jumps and he goes to tag it. And the moment he does, blind, tumbles, acid, rolls into the acid. Burns his skin off. Moose wins.
How often do you think moose pick their feet up above the ground? Oh, wait.
They're 11 feet tall. They just fucking...
They don't...
They've got big steps. Like elk
do. Yeah, but...
It's
going to
blind itself every time it's, like, moving, though. So it's blinding, like...
Like elk. When elk battle, they, like, battle with their legs, right?
Moose don't do that.
Yeah, I know they do. They fucking get a...
No.
Jacob, moose battle. Go. Note takers looking this up. We will wait. Because I wouldn't see a moose.
We're sending it to the booth.
It's flailing about. So that it hits a
vampire's
eyes.
Hypothetically, Godzilla has to recharge his fucking throat fucking laser beam of death, right?
No, because it doesn't have a throat laser beam of death.
Whatever the fuck you want.
It shoots
acid.
The new one.
Boom! Moose. It can shoot fucking blinding solar flares out of its hooves.
But I'm saying it has to recharge.
Like, no. Why is it got to recharge?
Does it? Is it a constant thing?
Until it closes its mouth. And
okay.
It does.
Like fucking Cyclops, where he opens.
It's like the horny toad.
Because it could just literally.
The horny toad can shoot blood out of its eyes, right? Same principle. It does it on reflex.
It can be like, oh, I feel a threat.
Oh,
acid.
For fuck's sakes, thank you.
Yeah, it can be like, here's my acid eyes. But then, well, okay, it's not going to go blind. It just can shoot acid out of its eyes, and its eyes have fuck you,
Chris,
whatever.
You don't
acid.
Get to not have a mic anymore because you talk more than everybody.
Whatever, fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
So that stops
I'm
going
just
to
saying, the mental image of it, I feel like the moose is going to have the advantage.
And a fucking cattle prod, he can come up
but
from death from
100%.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the cattle prod is not going
to
kill it. It's going to piss the moose off, and it's going to be startled.
But
and
he's already a
going
fucking vampire hunter. He has all that gear on
gear
top of
will
it.
Not stop acid.
Not if he has to get sprayed directly. It's a line of fire with that.
But if the moose is like, oh, God.
But it blinds him with his fucking...
Yeah, it blinds him with his hooves. If anything, it's a predatory moose.
But, so...
The moose is not... He is
it's
not...
Moose
the
jaws.
Hunter, it's
moose
jaws, dude.
He's
hunter,
in the ocean with these powers.
The fucking,
he's moose jaws.
The flip bombs. So they're used to bright lights.
No.
So obviously he has gear that protects his
so
eyes.
You're, also, you're saying, so now that he's realized his heat vision is really stupid, he has the goggles to make sure
he
that he can't
have
be...
heat vision anymore.
No, I'm just saying, based on that, like, he can go, oh, blind light
protectiveness. No, but he uses flint bombs.
Why
to
did
fucking
you say he's wearing goggles?
He's saying because he's a vampire hunter and he uses flashbang stuff like ultraviolet
bombs.
He would need to have the goggles like they do in Blade 2 to protect his vision. Because
he's
that.
Hunting vampires, so obviously that's how it blinds him.
So that means once the light came from the hooves, right, the lenses, theoretically, would be like, and they would naturally, like, oh, increase the amount of light, and go shut, protecting his pupils.
So it gives him an opportunity to strike.
Look at you, Justin.
I can't argue that.
That's a good one.
Because he is a vampire hunter, and that is
he's
a,
prepared
a, that
for
is
this
gear.
Possibility.
Yeah.
30
he's,
seconds.
As his gear would imply.
But do you think the boost could get him off
his back?
Yeah, I think it
would. If he gets off his back in one jump.
Knowing a moose, I think it could still just gore the fuck out.
Yeah, the moose is also really fucking strong.
And
again,
acid.
Acid
fucking,
yeah. Like,
But is he a, can he, is he immune to his own acid? If he gets it on his own, like,
skin? No, Justin, he just, no. He's born and then acid pours through him and then he dies. The way, like, it doesn't work for Alien that way, Justin. Yeah, no? He just goes,
That is what a rule states.
No, he can, like, he can withstand his own acid. Okay. Yeah.
Does the acid eat through the raft?
Oh, I say yes.
Because it's acid. We're assuming it's basically hydrochloric acid, right? So it's going to be able to put holes into the raft, yes.
I'm thinking green comic book acid. Does that
mean... Oh, yeah, no, green comic book acid. The moose... But the principal... Alien acid. It's alien acid.
The moose gets the acid on the vampire hunter. The vampire hunter lands in the water, dissolving... Neutralizes the acid burn.
It is salt water, and salt water can totally do.
Okay. But he's already burned, so he's
then
in
he
salt water.
Then he does a fucking super jump. Yeah. He does a fucking super jump on the raft. Knocks the moose off. The moose drowns.
Boom.
A moose is like 700 plus pounds, though, right?
Super jump.
It's a fucking super jump.
Yeah,
super
but jump. It's not a super kick
with
though.
A cattle prod pushing it.
No, if you're going, well, it's a human being. No. It is a human being with super jump, right? Even though he's a
vampire hunter.
No. A moose is a huge animal. Do you think, even with super jump, you know your animals, could you super jump? We're going a semi-realistic super jump and, like, shoulder checking a moose as a human being is going to stop said moose.
He's used to taking on vampires.
Like, I don't think it's gonna.
I would say the moose would.
The moose is just gonna go, and shoot
ass.
Take it to
the committee then.
Hey, kids. Do you guys think who would win in a fight? A vampire hunter or a moose?
A vampire.
Thank you.
Ellie,
vampire hunter or moose?
Right here.
You.
Moose.
We're still split. Damn it.
All right.
Let's take an actual vote.
Let's take a vote. Kids, can you go upstairs, please?
Okay, run upstairs.
Can you get back upstairs?
A moose.
A moose.
Okay.
Thank you, kiddos.
Thank you.
Go check on your brother, please.
Yeah, go check on everybody else upstairs. I feel like...
All right, who starts this, Jacob?
I want the moose. The moose is going to take him
moose.
Down.
Tabitha.
Moose.
Moose.
My fingers suck.
That's what
I'm
going
to say vampire hunter because super jump, bitch.
I'm going to say the moose, man.
I'm
going
to have to give it to the moose.
Vampire hunter.
I mean, the moose has already won, but okay.
What was your vote, Kay?
Are we including the kids' votes?
No.
No.
No, we just.
It was one and one. They know.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Know each other's
votes. They negated each other's votes.
Probably the moose.
The moose?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'm going to go with the moose.
Are we in our final round?
Yep.
This works out. Because, Chris? We need four superpowers.
Four superpowers?
Who's in the final fucking battle?
Twins and moose.
So our final battle will be the conjoined twins versus the moose.
Moose, motherfucker.
I didn't think the moose would make it past round one. Honestly. Yeah. No.
Okay.
I think I voted against the moose in the first round.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the moose's powers.
Why would they be the same? Well, didn't you guys already? I pulled these from the dead middle. They're all over there. I pulled from the dead middle.
No, like stuff we've done before. Like,
oh.
I was like, why do you have so many cards?
Guys, you need to go upstairs, please.
Go upstairs, please.
Okay.
Which one's gone away?
Yeah, you've got five cards.
Come talk to us in a minute. Please go upstairs.
Yeah, randomly.
Get...
Okay, this one's going away. I don't know what it is. Duh. I don't know what it is.
No, what was it just for?
Is it the one? Oh, I was so hoping that one would stay because the other one I have would make that even better.
What is it?
We'll save it for a later one.
Yeah,
just throw it in there. Okay.
It doesn't
exist. So, which one are we picking?
404.
Moose is going to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, Moose gets. Is in a pinata.
In a pinata?
Is a pinata. It's a giant pinata moose.
So he leaks candy?
He poops
acidic candy.
Candy.
And throws antiques.
So a moose full of antiques? A moose pinata full of antiques?
The conjoined twins? Or a bionic?
Yes!
This is going to end so terribly. And can control gravity.
Oh, twins win. Twins. There's no way.
Absolute devastation. Twins. Moose is lifted, and it is basically Antiques Roadshow Open Sea Edition.
Like, so the moose is floating. He's like, what the fuck's going on? And then boom! He picks up a dresser that he's got in his moose pocket.
And his moose
chucks it at the twins.
And they stop it.
Kills the twins.
And he falls to the ground and explodes.
Well, I mean, he's cardboard. They just got to dunk him in the water.
And they dunk him. Well, no, they lift him up. He would throw an antique dresser and the kitchen sink just for sake of argument. It hits him.
Cast iron kitchen sink.
Well, yeah.
It's antique.
And it hits him, right? Because they're like, holy shit, he's throwing antiques. They die. Moose falls, explodes. And again, it looks like the giant plastic garbage pool in the Pacific Ocean.
Full of eye goo.
Full of eye goo, dead bodies, and antiques. They all die. Everybody dies.
We need a clear winner.
Okay, the twins win this one. They're bionic.
The twins. They're
with gravity.
They control
powers.
Gravity.
See, the other one, it would have made the moose
a
robot.
But do you think the moose could, like, fucking...
The moose would have been a robotic
moose.
Ground
of the raft, open the raft up, and get the twins wet, and they're fucking, they can't handle the water.
Because they're bionic.
Knock them into the water.
Do the twins actually share the same brain, right? They have separate brains.
One
goes against the other because it actually feels bad for killing the moose. It doesn't want to kill an animal. So it kills its own fucking sister or brother.
Sister.
The Greenpeace fucking.
Yes.
Twin.
Yeah.
So
like, what,
it literally
they have the
uses its own
feelings.
Gravity powers to fucking
rip
it in half.
One's
Donald Trump, right. The other's fucking.
So this moose is trapped inside of a pinata,
and
right?
It is a pinata.
It is a pinata.
Okay, so first of all.
It's a sentient pinata.
Who that bionic twin does not want to hurt that beautiful, colorful.
Majestic creature.
And the other one wants fucking
they
antiques.
They want to get the tournament over
with. It wants antiques.
Yeah.
He's tired of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
The moose and the pinata wins.
Yeah, the moose wins. The twins kill each other. They have a philosophical dispute.
Fucking...
And they go, no! And rip each other asunder. And the moose just sits there go.
I had to think of a way to like bite Jacob on this.
That's all. That's, no, that's.
Because he doesn't want to win.
Eating walnuts.
I actually do want the moose to win.
The moose wins by just being a moose. It literally, the whole time, it doesn't even throw any antiques. It just stands
there.
It just
eats walnuts.
Just eating walnuts. Just
out of
the whole time. Out of the antiques, it's just eating walnuts. That's it.
What's in this dresser drawer?
Yeah, it's just gnawing on walnuts.
All the same.
It's a dresser made out of walnuts.
It's walnut. Yeah. Like, what? Oh, it's walnut. He's just mowing on it. Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to give it to Moose based on conjoined twin having philosophical disbelief, like issues,
differences,
and ripping each other asunder.
They fucking slice down the middle.
They slice down the middle and explode
because they're bionic. They have to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
falling into the water and shorting out.
So are we gonna vote or are we just gonna?
I want Pinata Moose.
I want Pinata Moose to win.
Pinata Moose.
Just say Pinata Moose.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
Yeah. Bring it to you.
Say
you're awesome, Ellie.
Oh, hands down the winner. Thank you.
I honestly feel like that would happen. Like, that's a legit thing. Like, they could end up having that issue. Like, we're not going to kill this animal.
This
it didn't
majestic
choose
man.
Yeah. And but then the other one like, goes, I want antiques, bitch. And it's like, I need to refurnish Ellie, my house. And then they battle and rip each other asunder. Like, their passion overwhelms them. And they rip each other's bionic parts off, killing him. And that's how I feel like that would honestly play out.
Yeah.
It would end that way.
Word.
Yeah. So I guess Moose wins.
Car.
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 You know, if anyone finally fucking wants to comment on a thing, pick the next battle arena. Just on our Twitter, at Why Do We Hang Out. Or on our Facebook.
Hi.
Hi, Ellie. Our Facebook, same name. Our Instagram, same name. But we want to get a new battle arena. Y'all motherfuckers pick it. If you pick the battle arena, we will send you a free gift. That's all you got to do. Pick the battle arena.
That
you
random
get a gift.
Loot crate crap.
Yeah, we have a bunch of loot crate crap. We will send you a random gift from loot crate you didn't have to pay for. You pick the battle arena. You put it on one of those mediums. and it's yours.
Kathy and I are trying to clean out our fucking house.
Yeah,
we got to get a
is
couch.
Is any of the people from the podcast excluded? Because I would love
no,
to.
No, this excludes us.
Damn it.
This excludes us, but if you listen to it, comment and just say, this is the next week's Battle Arena, your Battle Arena will be part of it.
And Robert, if we get nobody, which I foresee happening, you get to pick the next one. Because
apparently all y'all listen to it, but can't take 3 seconds to go beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. All I'm saying. All I'm saying. I'm all about our Twitter.
Mike,
I'm on it a lot.
7-Up Coke, you pick it.
Yeah, he's from Coke. Yeah, Mike, hit us
I know,
up.
But he was
if you listen
7-Up.
To this, then I'll know you're still listening to this. Hit us up. Give us a Battle Arena.
You want us to just start giving you some ideas?
Yeah, or even ideas on battles, like people you would like to see. And then we can just pick powers.
People you like to see? No, we're getting them all from the fucking game.
No, I mean, you want us to give them ideas for the arena.
Yeah,
you
just...
You can start it for them.
No, we already did with two of them. You got a Thunderdome, you got Waterworld. Next one's on you. If you don't, then we all get to keep the cool prizes. Because I like prizes.
Oh, no, cool prizes. No, we, get, we got cool free stuff we already own.
Yes. Car.
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 Car. Car.